It's good to see everyone tonight. Last Wednesday night, Jamie mentioned that a few of us had been on the ABS senior trip, and we had a wonderful time. But while we were out, we were able to visit with three different groups of Christians. We met with the brethren at Kingsport, Tennessee. We met with the brethren in Providence, Rhode Island. And we met with the brothers and sisters in New York City. As all of you know, I enjoy traveling. I enjoy seeing new things and experiencing new things. But I'll tell you, the highlight of nearly every trip I go on is to spend time with brothers and sisters in Christ. And the reason for that is pretty simple. It's because we're all family. And it doesn't take very long to be reminded of that fact. While we were in these congregations, we sung many of the same songs that we sing here. I heard prayers in which they mentioned the sick of the congregation. They mentioned being thankful for the blessings that they have, and they asked God specifically to bless the work that they're doing in that region, just like we do here. I saw older people come into the congregation that obviously had been there many years, just like we have here. I saw first graders struggle in, trying to carry their Bible and all their classroom material to their seat, just like we have here. I saw young parents dealing with their little kids, just like we have here. I heard announcements about the sick, heard announcements about upcoming gospel meetings. I even heard an announcement about a business meeting in which they were going to discuss hiring a new preacher. It all sounds familiar. And the reason is deep down, we're all the same. We're all family. And we have these blessings because of what God did for all of us. God paid a huge price so that we may have the blessings that we have. He sacrificed his son so that we would have these blessings of being in the family. 1 John 1, the chapter starts off by saying, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God." And what a blessing it is to be called a child of God and to be a part of his family. Well, perhaps you're here tonight and you're not part of the family of God. I'll tell you that you're missing out on the blessings that are given to all of us. We can read examples in the Bible of people hearing and believing the gospel, confessing Jesus as the Christ, repenting of the sins in their lives, and then finally being baptized. Once they have completed those things, they are part of this family and the blessings that come to you. Do you need to become a part of the family tonight? If so, we invite you to come to the front while we stand.